Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth.
On a wonderful Wednesday. And we have a do not fear scripture for you today because you know what? We don't need to fear. September 13th, Jeremiah 17, verse 8. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit.
Wow.
You can find that in the Psalm, too, like Psalm 1, I believe. It is
amazing.
Amazing and just like God.
On today's program, we're going to discuss 10 things about being poor.
All right. You know, the old Chinese proverb, honey, says that when you are poor, neighbors close by will not come. Once you become rich, you'll be surprised how many visits you get from relatives, even from afar.
That's good.
There you go. It really reminds me of Ecclesiastes 9:15, 9 verse 15, when we were talking, right, baby? In
right.
The Living
That's
Bible.
Good.
It says, then I realized that though wisdom is better than strength, nevertheless, if the wise man is poor, he will be despised. And what he says will not be appreciated.
It's true.
Can you believe that? As we were meditating on this verse, we felt impressed to write 10 things, my husband really, about being poor or living in lack. I just edit his stuff mostly. I throw in a time or two.
You do.
Number one, being poor is not God's will for your life.
That's true.
Third John 2. This is so good. You know, really, it's very powerful. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way and that your body may keep well, even as I know your soul keeps well and prospers. Honey, one thing that the Lord showed me years ago when I became a Christian at age 24 was I wasn't in that great of a health. And as I was prospering in the Word, my health got better. And
yes,
then
it did.
He showed me 3 John 2, he said, as your soul prospers, that's how you know you're getting your body and even your finances can grow better. Psalm 23:1, very popular scripture. The Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
To feed, guide, and shield me. I shall not lack. And we'll throw in another one. We're going to make you locked and loaded and ready to go today in
Absolutely.
The Word of God. 2 Chronicles 26:5 says, as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper.
Number two.
What promises?
That's it. Being poor doesn't make you holy. Being poor doesn't make you holy any more than being rich makes you a saint. It's the condition of a person's heart, not the balance in their checkbook, that determines whether or not someone is holy. Proverbs 21:17, New Living Translation. Those who love pleasure become poor. Those who love wine and luxury will never be rich. Wow. Being poor doesn't make you holy any more than going to Arby's makes you a roast beef sandwich. Poverty is not equated with holiness or righteousness.
You know, Leviticus 20:7, honey, in the Message Bible says, set yourself apart for a holy life. Live a holy life because I am God, your God. Do what I tell you. Live the way I tell you. I am the God who makes you holy. You know, let me tell you, the more I get in the Word, the more I live my life with doing the best I can to let the Lord live through me,
Amen.
The more I realize that it is just a dead end to not choose God over the worldly stuff that is thrown our way.
That's it.
I mean, if you want to live in peace and have a little joy in your life, give your life to the Lord.
Amen.
Number three, being poor won't get you into heaven, nor will it keep you out. Some of the most, evil people to ever draw a breath were born poor. The Word assures us that the ticket to heaven or the ride up to the rapture will not be determined by whether or not we were poor. Nor will being poor keep you out of heaven. Some of the greatest achievers in the world were those who were born very poor, below the poverty level. However, poor people are not in a financial position to really help fund the Great Commission, and often can't, even though they would want to, further the work of the kingdom. So in effect, their poverty could keep people out of heaven.
That's true.
If you can't send them to witness to the poor, then they may not ever hear the gospel.
That's true.
Again, our trip to heaven is not determined by whether we're poor or whether we're rich.
Number four, poor thinking is more hazardous to your financial health than actually being poor.
Boy, that is the truth.
Proverbs 23:7. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Poor thinking is a self-perpetuating mentality, but a fatalistic view of your future financial possibilities. It's a things are never going to change view of your current existence.
That's right, and it will take you down, not up. Number five, being poor doesn't make you a more effective person. We heard someone say once that a poor person has more time to do things effectively. Well, I don't know. That basic premise of that kind of statement is what we would consider totally incorrect. If a poor person can do things more effectively, they wouldn't be poor. People who work hard can become rich. We didn't make that up. We found it in the Word. Right here, Proverbs 10:4, New Living Translation. Lazy people are soon poor. Hard workers get rich. That's probably as black and white as you can possibly put it. However, if you don't work hard, if you just sit back, you'll suffer economic consequences. It says so in Proverbs 24, verses 33 and 34. Proverbs 24, 33 and 34, Message Bible. A nap here, a nap there, a day off here, a day off there, sit back, take it easy. Do you know what comes next? Just this. You can look forward to a dirt poor life with poverty as your permanent house guest.
Wow.
Wow, for sure.
Number six, being poor makes you a second class citizen.
Doesn't.
Being poor doesn't make you a second class citizen. Recently, I was reading an article about Thomas Sowell, American economist.
Economist, and commentator. He is brilliant.
We really respect him. He was talking about how poverty is viewed by certain people in the news media. He said,
this is what he said. Even in the United States, most people do not have a telephone or refrigerator as late as 1930. Today, most Americans living below the official poverty level have not only all these things, but also color television, air conditioning, a microwave, and a motor vehicle. The definition of poor is totally different in other parts of the world, let me tell you. The World Bank defines poverty as someone living on less than $3 a day. You think you could do that? This may seem and sound ridiculous in the United States, but there are over 1 billion, that's billion with a B, who lived on less than a dollar a day. According to Proverbs 22:2 in the New Living Translation, the rich and the poor, regardless of nationality, have one thing in common. And this is what it says. The rich and the poor have this in common. The Lord made them both.
That's good.
Not only did the Lord make both rich and poor, but he is also no respecter of persons. Throughout the scripture, we're admonished to seek his wisdom and meditate on his word so we can experience good success. Let me tell you this. We've known preachers, pastors in the middle of Africa who have built churches debt-free for thousands. And you're going, how is that even possible? God, but God, and Joshua 1:8, which you know we love, spells out how we do it.
That's it.
Let not the word,
number
the
seven,
meditations of our heart.
Being poor, being proud of being poor, is selfish and self-righteous.
That's right. You know, we always remember this man who with great pride told us that all he needed was money for himself and his family. We really asked him, are you really serious about this? I mean, really? And he goes, yes. And we proceeded to tell him that that is so unscriptural as to be actually selfish. And, you know, if it, let us just remind you of James 1:27. can quote this to anybody who says that to you. Religion that pleases God the Father must be pure and spotless. You must help needy orphans and widows and not let this world make you evil. What's evil? Evil is keeping everything to yourself and not being willing to be a blessing to other people. You're blessed to be a blessing.
Number 8, being poor isn't permanent if you don't want it to be.
That's it. You know, we've often said that there's something much worse than being poor, and that's what we talked about earlier, having a poor attitude. A poor attitude can be a temporary state. Thinking is an attitude that oftentimes has been in years in the making, maybe from childhood, thus filling your subconscious with lots of negative and self-limiting thoughts. But God and the Word changes the way we think. Remember
Absolutely.
That scripture we love? Let God change you?
That's right.
By changing the way you think.
Number 9, being poor is expensive.
And that is the truth. People are often victimized on several levels when they live in a poor atmosphere, a poor neighborhood. It costs money to be poor. Banks move out of inner city neighborhoods and check cash services move in. These services are designed to exploit poor people with high interest rates who feel like they have no place else to go. They seldom have checking accounts. They pay their bills with money orders, which cost every time you get one. And it's done month after month, year after year. These people are being taken financial advantage of. And scripturally speaking, that in itself is not even smart. Amos 8, 4 through 6 says this in the Message Bible. Listen to this, you who walk all over the weak, you who treat poor people as less than nothing, who say, when's my next paycheck coming so I can go out and live it up? How long till the weekend when I go out and have a good time? Who give little and take much and never do an honest day's work? You exploit the poor using them, and then when they're used up, you discard them. That's what the devil is doing and what the Lord thinks about that.
Number 10, being poor is a magnet.
Without question, our financial attitude is going to draw whatever people, you know, the way we feel, draw others to ourselves. We are either blessed or cursed by who we associate with. And we've said that many times. Proverbs 13:20, in Message Bible, become wise by walking with the wise. Hang out with fools and watch your life fall to pieces. People are negative or, you know, with negative or sinful habits will bring you down to their level. 1 Corinthians 15:33, Classic Amplified. Do not be so deceived and misled. Evil companionships, communion, associations corrupt and deprave good manners and morals and character. So you can start out good, but you're not going to end well if you're hanging out with the wrong people.
Absolutely.
And you know what happens? It tells you in Proverbs 19:4, New Living Translation, wealth makes many friends, poverty drives them all away.
Hallelujah.
And they use the friends in quotes, meaning people can get drawn to you like the prodigal son. Oh, let's go spend your money.
That's it.
And then when you're poor, they're going to go on and find the next wealthy person willing to be a fool for them.
Hallelujah. Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.